All Care Clinical Associates, my group, entered into a partnership with Surgery Partners to strengthen and sustain the anesthesia services throughout Western North Carolina. That agreement was finalized on last Friday. In the past 48 hours from today, Mission leadership has taken a position that they would prefer to employ the anesthesiologist and certified nurse anesthetist rather than continue to deal with All Care and an outside entity.
And so we're talking about right now a situation where, as I understand it, Mission has extended an existing contract with All Care through the end of April. And after that, they seem to be indicating that they would like to go in a different direction. Is that correct?
That's correct. And they've indicated to us that there are going to be recruiting their own anesthesiologist and certified registered nurse anesthetist, also known as CRNAs, to replace us.
And you know that how?
Because they've stated that.
And not only have they stated it, but they've also posted the positions, as I understand.
Oh, absolutely, yes, sir. They have posted not only on job boards, internet-based job boards, but also on Monday morning when a significant number of our physicians and anesthetists showed up to work on Monday morning to take care of patients. All of these jobs, so their jobs, were posted on flyers as openings. There's some little clip art attached to it. Tell your friends. It was a pretty rude awakening on a Monday to have those placed not only in your workplace, but in the place where you're trying to take care of your patient.
Why would they be posted in the workplace?
I have never seen anything like it, and so I cannot even begin to guess.
What was the reaction of when people saw that?
Some physicians and anesthetists were angry. I think most initially thought it was a joke of some sort. When it was confirmed by the OR director that it was not a joke at all, and then people went to the job boards to see their jobs posted there as well, there was a lot of emotion. People felt sad, and there was crying in the hallways of some staff, and it was a difficult time for them.
So essentially these nurses and doctors came in to do their surgeries and had these posters up while they were performing surgeries?
Yes.
How did that affect the patients in the room, if it did at all?
We are an extremely professional group of people, the nurses and the physicians that I'm privileged to work with. We are used to the crucible of the operating room. It's a high-stress place every day. We're also used to putting our emotions aside when we're dealing with critical situations. So I'm very proud of everyone that while they had hands on patients, they were able to keep it together, be professional. They were real examples to live by.
Can you speak to this personally as just, you know, someone who does this for a living? What would be your reaction to having your job posted in that, as far as the level of responsibility the hospital has for making sure that patients get the best care that they can possibly get?
Personally, I was one of the ones that thought it most certainly must be a joke, that no one in their right mind in leadership of an organization worth more than $1 billion would make such a decision. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt, which is just my personality. When I found out that it was accurate and legitimate, I was upset and concerned for the employees of our group, the nurse anesthetists, the physician employees, the registered nurse employees that we have. I was upset for them and the position that they've been placed in.
I'm wondering if maybe it was just a mistake on their part in that what they were trying to do was do you guys a favor and say, basically, we're going in this direction. We want you guys. Has Mission indicated that they want the people already employed there to apply for these positions?
You know, I just don't know. I can't. Perhaps they were being altruistic. I cannot deny that that's a possibility. But I think what speaks the most for it, for that, the likelihood of that being the motivation was my answer to an earlier question of what people's responses were to it. They weren't excitement about a new possibility or a new opportunity.